弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴今天的主日我们再一次相聚，一起来敬拜我们的主跟我们的神。
Very happy we can get together to worship our God.
上个星期天我们分享了浪子回头的故事。
Last Sunday we talked about the prodigal son.
耶稣谈论的是我们跟上帝的关系。
What Jesus talked about is the relationship, our relationship with God.
今天是我们这个系列耶稣所讲故事的第二讲。
Today will be the second lesson of the story of Jesus.
我们要和大家分享一下撒玛利亚人的故事。
I want to share with you the story of a Samaritan.
那么这个故事呢，同样脍炙人口。
The story is also very popular.
那么耶稣在这里所谈论的乃是人与人之间的关系。
Jesus also talked about the relationships between people. It's a more interpersonal relationship.
人际关系是人生中必不可少的。
Interpersonal relationships is essential in our life.
令人头痛的事。
But it's also the most troublesome thing.
可谓是剪不断理还乱。
It can be said that cannot cut it off, but it still remains very messy.
让我们同时对他是又爱又恨又无可奈何。
But therefore we have this love and hate relationship and same time feeling a little bit helpless.
今天就让我们一起来思想这个故事。
So today we're going to ponder together about the story.
那么耶稣透过这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And through Jesus, through the story of a good Samaritan.
他启示我们怎么样的智慧。
And reveal to us how to have the wisdom.
他也告诉我们怎么样处理好这样的人际关系。
And also how to deal with the interpersonal relationship.
我们所用的经文是在路加福音的第十章二十五到三十七节。
The passage we're going to read is in Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37.
如果你有圣经的话，就请你打开圣经路加福音的第十章二十五到三十七节。
So if you have a Bible, please turn, open your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37.
那二十五节说有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生
？”And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do in inherit eternal life?"
耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么呢
？”He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with your heart, with your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
So and he said to him, you have answered rightly.Do this and you will live.
那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
But he wants to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
那接下来从第三十节，耶稣来回答这个问题，就讲了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
So from verse 30, he said, Jesus answered this person and talked about the story of Samaritan.
这个故事的开始呢，是讲到有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
And in the beginning of the story, talk about this person traveled down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。乐在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him to his clothing, wounded him and departed, leaving half dead.
这里我们需要了解一下地理的背景啊。
So we need to understand the geography, the background of geography.
耶路撒冷呢是在山地哈，
And Jerusalem is in the mountains.
那么海拔呢大概有2500英尺。
With the elevation about 2500 feet.
那耶利哥呢是处于平原。
The city of Jericho is on the plain.
它的低于海平面大概有800英尺。
Actually, the 800 feet below the sea level.
所以两个城市啊相距有17英里。
The two cities about 17 miles apart.
我们看到他们的落差如此的大。
So there's a big difference.
所以这个道路是非常的崎岖的。
And the roads are very rugged.
这整个的路边呢也是旷野丛林呢常有盗贼出没。
So the wilderness and the jungle are often infested by thieves.
耶稣这里讲有一个人。
And Jesus talked about there's a person.
他是单独的从这个耶路撒冷要到耶利哥去旅行。
And this person traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho.
我们不知道他的年龄。
We have no idea this person's age.
我们也不知道他的身份。
And we have no idea about his identity.
我们也不知道他是犹太人呢还是说是非犹太人。
We have no idea whether he was a Jew or non-Jew.
显然这一些都没有关系。
Probably those things are not really do not matter.
我们知道他在故事中的角色乃是一个受害者。
We just know this person was a victim.
因为他落在强盗的手中。
Because he fell into the hands of thieves.
这些强盗呢劫掠财物，甚至连衣服都不要放过哈。
So those thieves plunder property, money, and clothes.
那么最后呢，还把他打了个半死。
And also try to beat him almost half dead.
把这个人丢在这个路边，也不管他的死活。
And just left him on the roadside and didn't care whether he's alive or dead.
所以这就是强盗，他们不但抢夺猎物，甚至不顾别人的性命。
And those are the thieves. They besides they rob people, but they can care less people are their lives.
接下来有三个人陆续出场。
Then after that, later there are three people came out.
第三十一节说，偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。
And 31 says, Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
这个第一个人是祭司啊，祭司呢是亚伦的后代。
So the first person is a priest, is a descendant of Aaron.
那么他们是专门在负责在圣殿里面献祭啊这些事物。
And they are responsible for temple sacrifice.
那么他看到这个人在路边的这一边他就走到路的另外一边去。
He saw this person, the victim on this side. He walked away from him, go to the other side.
因为他要绕过这个人走过去。
He just went around this person.
他为什么绕过去我们并不知道是什么具体的原因。
We have no idea the reason he did that.
可能是因为害怕不洁净这个人要死了他要碰到他就不洁净了。
Maybe he was really concerned about what this person was unclean.
那这是按照犹太人的律法规定的。
And this is the Jewish law.
那更有可能他是因为怕麻烦。
Maybe they're more likely that he didn't want to be bothered.
所以这个原因我们没有讲，但是我们看到他就过去了。
But we did not know the true reason, but we just know that he walked away from that person.
第三十二节讲，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去。
Verse 32, likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side.
所以第二个人是利未人。
And the second person is a Levite.
这利未呢是以色列的一个支派，他们是专门负责协助祭司打理圣殿事务的。
The Levi was a tribe of Israel and assist the priests in temple affairs.
对这两位呢本来是侍奉上帝的。
And those two usually said to be the closest people to God, to serve God.
那么我们假定说他们 应该是遵守神的诫命是有榜样性的哈。
So they should set really good example to obey the Lord, obey God.
但是呢，这个利未人跟前面那祭司一样，哈，他看见也就远远的走开了。
But then the Levi did exactly the same thing and looked and walked away.
那么这里耶稣呢，用了两个动词，啊，他去走近了，又仔细看，但是同样是走开。
But Jesus used two extra verbs to describe this Levi. He said he came and looked and also walked away.
那么第一个人是祭司，第二个人是利未人。我们想，那第三个出场的就应该是一个普普通通的犹太人。
So the first person was a priest, the second person was a Levi, so the third person came to the scene probably should be a Jewish.
但是耶稣语气一转，却讲的第三个出场的是一个撒玛利亚人。
But on the contrary, that Jesus changed the story, actually changed the theme, is the third person appeared was a Samaritan.
这个原文撒玛利亚这些单词啊，是放在这一句经文啊，就是第33节这个经文的第一个词。
And so here is talked about in the verse 33, is the first word of the verse 33.
那么这是希腊文的一个特点，当把这个词放在句首的时候，它就表示特别的强调。
And when we said in the using this Greek word to put in the beginning of the sentence, it's emphasizing that particular word.
所以耶稣是出其不意说大家，你看这个撒玛利亚人如何。
And so is Jesus emphasizing, look at this Samaritan.
这个撒玛利亚呢，这个地方呢是介于加利利跟犹太之间的一个地方。
So Samaritan is between Judah and Galilee.
那么其中居住的人呢就叫撒玛利亚人。
And the people live there is the Samaritans.
你知道这撒玛利亚人跟以色列人呢是关系是不太好的。
And they do not, Samaritans do not have a good relationship with Jewish.
因为这撒玛利亚人是原先是以色列的一些支派跟外族人这么混血而产生的后裔。
So they were originally from the Jewish tribes, but they have intermarriage with Gentiles.
那么因为和外族人通婚的缘故
，and because of intermarriage,
他们的信仰也不纯正了。
So their faith became mixed.
所以也是信仰比较混杂，这样犹太人认为他们不是真正的以色列人。
So for Israel, they did not treat Samaritan as a true Jewish.
那么耶稣这里故意用撒玛利亚人来救助这个受害者。
But Jesus here using the Samaritan to try to rescue this victim.
我们来看这里讲了些非常一些细节的东西。
There's a lot of details in some verses.
那他说唯有一个撒玛利亚人在33节行路来到那里看见他就动了慈心。
But a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came where he was and when he saw him he had compassion.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处包扎好了包裹好了扶他骑上自己的牲口带到殿里去照应他。
So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pulling on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主说你切照应他此外所费用的我回来必还你。
On the next day, when the Samaritan, before he departed, he took out 2 denarii,Gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, then when I come back again, I will repay you.
所以这个撒玛利亚人他上前去观看。
So this Samaritan went get close to look at this person.
他用油用酒去包扎照顾这个受伤的人。
He used the wine and the oil to bandage this person.
而且他搀扶他照顾他带他到客栈。
And besides he took care of him, he also took him to the inn.
特别注意到他第35节记载到说他第二天他就要离开这个店的时候 他又交拿出钱来交给店主。
So this, pay attention to the verse. Before he departed, he prepared the innkeeper.
因为要他提前预付店主的费用。
He just prepared the innkeeper, make sure to cover all the expenses.
而且并且保证说将来如果还有其他的费用，他也全部会支付。
And also he promised the innkeeper that he will pay him back all the expenses.
因为店主是开店的嘛。
Because you know the innkeeper needs to make profit.
如果你有钱住店，没有钱你就走人的。
And so if you don't have money, then they will not let you stay.
对，这个撒玛利亚人真是他关怀这个受害人的话，真是非常的无微不至哈。
He really pay a very into very detail to take care of this victim.
所以耶稣用这个好撒玛利亚人的故事，就告诉这个律法师应该怎样爱邻舍如同自己。
So the Jesus uses parable the Good Samaritan to take care of person to answer the lawyer's question.
我们特别注意一下耶稣的问题。在第36节这故事结束的时候，耶稣说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗中的邻舍呢？
So let's pay attention to verse 36. So which of the three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
耶稣的问题和这个律法师的问题在第29节，谁是我的邻舍呢？这个次序完全是相反。
So you see that Jesus' question is opposite of the question of the 29, that who is my neighbor?
这个问题不是说谁是我的邻舍。
So the question is not who is my neighbor.
这个律法师的想法可能还是非常一个狭隘的一个邻舍的概念。
So the lawyer's concept of the neighbor is very narrow.
当耶稣告诉他说一个好撒玛利人来救助的时候，耶稣乃是讲是说，这问题是说你是否愿意做他人的邻舍。
And here actually Jesus emphasized, are you willing to be others good neighbor?
耶稣没有明确这个受害人的身份。
And Jesus did not specify the identity of the victim.
那么就暗示我们爱邻舍真的不应该受到种族、身份、地位、性别等等这些的限制。
So Jesus here is implying that loving your neighbor should not be restricted by race, identity, status, and gender.
而一个撒玛利亚人成为一个律法师应该效法的榜样。
But the Samaritan became example for this lawyer to follow.
这个说明啊，我们要想真正讨神喜悦的话，不是因为我们的出身、种族、地位、学识。
And so here it says you're showing that person who really want to please in God is not because of our origin, race, status, or education.
我们讨神喜悦乃是因为我们可以活出耶稣基督的生命。
In order to pleasing God is because we need to live out the life of Christ.
我们现在仔细来观察这一段经文。
So let's really pay attention to this passage.
故事没有提到任何人的名字。
The story did not mention anybody's name.
乃是每一个人出现都是以不同的身份来替代的。
But rather it replaces it with that individual's identity.
我们看到这里面有六类人。
There are six types of people.
首先第一个出场的就是受害人。
The first one is the victim.
那么第二个出现的人物乃是强盗。
And the second one is a bunch of thieves.
那么这个强盗这里面是复数。
And the thieves are the plural.
就是其他每个出现的人都是单数的。
But the rest of it is a singular, one, just one.
祭司是一个祭司。
And one priest.
然后一个利未人
，a Levite，
那么有一个撒玛利亚人
，and one Samaritan。
那么大家仔细再看这段经文，这个故事还有另外一个人。
But if you pay attention, there's one more person here。
大家有没有看到这个人是谁
？Who is that person？
这个 就是这个故事中出现的店主。
And so is the innkeeper.
所以围绕的这个受害人呢，就是展示了不同的人际关系的模式。
So around this victim, it showed different pattern of interpersonal relationships.
我们大概可以看到四种这种不同的人际关系的模式。
So here we can see there's a four types of interpersonal relationship.
所以第一种模式就叫强盗模式。
The first type is a thief.
Robber.
Robbers.
那么这种强盗模式它所信奉的原则是什么呢？
So their logic is that what's their logic?
那么强盗模式说我的是我的，你的也是我的。
So the robber's philosophy is mine's mine and yours also mine.
所以故事中的强盗就是这样如此对待受害人。
That's how the robbers treat the victim in the story.
他们为了满足自己的欲望是不择手段。
So they, in order to satisfy their own desire, they do everything they can get to get it.
那么强取豪夺。
So they just plunder and then just take it.
人与人之间的关系是一种压迫性的，是一种掠夺性的。
The relationship between people and those robbers is oppression and plunder.
那么采取这种逻辑的人呢，就是强盗。
And for people who take those kind of approach, they are robbers.
那当然现在这个世界我们还依然看到有人抢钱的，对不对？无论在街上啊，抢银行的等等这些人。
And so we still see people, some rob people and rob the bank.
其实还有不同方式的一种抢劫哈。
And there's different way of rob.
那我在教会里面做事就常常碰到有人是专门到教会里去要钱的。
So in my experience, very often I see people go to church, ask for money.
哦，就常常说为什么到教会来要钱呢？教会又不是银行。
And why do you come to church to ask for money? The church is not a bank.
那么教会的钱我也不可以随便给你的。
And so I just cannot give the money according to my own will.
那你要要钱只能是我自己的钱咯。
So if you want money, I have to give from my own pocket.
哎，有些人坐在教会里不走的。
And so some people just stay in church without refuse to leave.
你不给他钱，他一坐四五个小时，他不走。
If you don't give him the money, he will sit there for 4-5 hours.
所以这种其实就是一种强盗的逻辑啊。
And so this is the logic of the robbers.
所以这样的人啊，乃是些邪恶的人啊。
And those type of people are evil people.
那么第二种模式呢？乃是一种互不相干的模式。
The second type is irrelevant.
那么这种互不相干的模式的这种人呢，就是他所信奉的原则是这样子。
And so for irrelevant people, that what they believe is this.
他说你的是你的，我的是我的。
Yours is yours, mine is mine.
所以这些人呢，他很分得很清楚这个界限啊，对他人的需要。无动于衷的。
They have very clear cut about the boundary.
所以他不愿意去帮助其他的人。
They are unwilling to help others.
那么人与人之间的关系啊，那么就是事不关己，高高挂起。
So the relationship between people is based on letting stripped if they do not affect one personally.
所以故事中的这个祭司和利未人呢，就是采取这样的态度。
So we can see in the story, the priest and the Levite in the story adopt this kind of attitude toward the victim.
他们虽然是神职人员，应该是遵守律法的榜样。
So even their clergy people, they are supposed to follow the God's law.
但是却为人吝啬，不愿意付出。
But actually, they are very stingy and willing to help others.
他们更不愿意与他人分享自己所有的。
And even less willing to share what they have with others.
所以这样的人呢，乃是愚昧的人。
And those are the people are foolish people.
我想呢，现在在即使在现今这个世界，我们会常常碰到这些吝啬的人哈。
And in our day, we see those people, very stingy people around us.
如果大家还记得哈，这个法国著名作家巴尔扎克所写的一部小说，就描写。
a very famous French novelist wrote a novel.
那巴尔扎克这个小说呢叫欧也尼·葛朗台。
And it's a Eugenie Grandet.
那么葛朗台的爸爸老葛朗台呢就是一个非常出名的吝啬鬼。
And Grandet's father was actually extremely stingy.
他最大的乐趣就是每天守在他的房间里来数他那些所拥有的金币。
And the most pleasure that he enjoyed actually is counting his money, the gold coins.
甚至是他的妻子儿女每天所使用的这个日用的东西他都要精心算过的。
He was extremely calculated everything his family, his wife and children spent.
那么有一天呢他的女儿呢拿了他的钱去资助一个穷困潦倒的一个亲戚。
And so one day his daughter actually took some of the money and to help one of his relatives.
所以这老葛朗台呢就把他的女儿关了禁闭。
And so the old granddad actually locked his daughter up.
每天只给她面包跟白水。
Every day only give her the bread and water.
所以她的吝啬到了一个程度已经是完全是没有清醒了。
And so he was so stingy to the point that lost that the caring for his old, even his old family members.
所以这个葛朗台已经成为吝啬鬼的另外一个代名词了。
So grandad actually very often we use as a grandad a miser.
对，这是一种互不相干的模式。
And this is the one is irrelevant.
那么第三种模式是什么呢？第三种是一种彼此交换的模式。
But the third type is that is the model is more like to exchange.
他说，这个他们所信奉的原则是这样。
Their philosophy is like this.
你的是我的。我的是你的。
Yours is mine and mine is yours.
那么和第二种人不同。
The different than the second type of people.
他们会给其他人一些帮助但是。
They were willing to help others.
但是这些帮助是交换是有交换条件的。
However, those are with conditions.
他们期待着回报。
They do expect returns.
如果他们得不到自己所要的东西
If they could not get what they wanted
那马上就会换上另一副面孔
So immediately they will have a different attitude
那么这类人呢在故事中呢并没有明确说明
But this type of person is not clearly stated in the story
但是啊其实我们如果仔细读也不难发现这个店主就应该属于这一类的人
But if you pay attention, that you can see that innkeeper should be classified as such.
那么店主受人之托来照顾受害者哈。
So the innkeeper was entrusted by the Samaritan to take care of the victim.
试想如果这个银子花光了受害人还没有康复的话。
And just imagine if the old money is being spent, but this victim has not recovered yet.
那么这店主的态度可能就完全不一样了。
And the attitude of the innkeeper may be completely different.
所以这样的人呢，我们就可以称为做无知的人。
And this type of person we call ignorant people.
那么第四种模式就是我们所推倡的仁爱模式。
The fourth type is the principle of love.
那么这个模式所信奉的原则是什么呢
？And what is this philosophy based on?
这种人就是你的是你的我的也是你的。
Yours is yours and mine is yours.
对人与人之间的关系是一种互助互爱的关系。
So the relationship between people is based on helping and love each other.
这就是耶稣所解释的爱人如己的诫命。
And this is what Jesus talked about love your neighbor as yourself.
那么这种模式的人他愿意将自己所有的与人分享。
And this type of people is willing to share what they have with others.
他们乐意帮助其他有需要的人。
They're willing to help others.
而且不求回报。
And without asking for return.
因为他们知道他们所有的一切东西这些一切属于他们的东西。
They know everything that belongs to them.
都是来自创造天地万物的神。
All come from the God who created the heaven and the earth.
所以他们比较慷慨的给予。
So they give generously.
乐善好施。
And happy in doing good.
救死扶伤。
And rescue the dead and help the wounded.
而且并且在这当中他们得到了极大的乐趣。
And they really get pleasure by doing it.
正如故事中的这个撒玛利亚人一样。
Just like this Samaritan in the story.
他们如此行是出于敬畏神的缘故。
The reason they did that is out of a fear of God.
因此这样的人呢乃是敬虔的人。
And those of the people are godly people.
他们是真正享受人与人之间那美好的关系。
And those people truly enjoy the beautiful relationship between people.
当我想到这种模式的人应该有什么样例子的时候，我就想到了这个特蕾莎女修女哈。
So when I think about what is a good example to illustrate this type of people, I thought about Mother Teresa.
那么特蕾莎修女她自己将一生奉献给神。
Mother Teresa devoted all her life to God.
那后来她更是将一生所有的时间来服侍那些穷苦的人。
He devoted entire her life to poor people.
所以他的事工呢，就是到了印度这个最贫穷的地方去照顾那些穷苦的人。
So her ministry was in the poorest area in India to take care of those people.
所以他的事工后来引起了世界上很多的国家和地方政府的这些重视哈。
And her ministry actually received a lot of attention from many countries.
那么很多人都来支持他的事工。
And many people came to support her ministry.
那么所有这些的支持他全部用在服侍这些穷苦人的身上。
All the support that she received that she used to support the poor people.
所以我们真是应该效法像特蕾莎修女这样的榜样。
So we really need to follow the example of Mother Teresa.
当爱人如己。
To love neighbor is ourself.
这个比喻啊，清楚地告诉我们应该做出怎样的选择。
So this parable clearly tells us which attitude we should adopt.
就是说，我们对待受害人的态度应该是怎样啊
？How we should choose to treat this victim?
许多人误以为这个故事呢，仅仅是教导怜悯行善而已。
And many people mistakenly think this parable only teaches mercy and good deeds.
其实啊。耶稣所教导我们是如何要遵守上帝的诫命。
But in fact, Jesus revealed that we should obey God's commandments.
所遵守上帝的诫命啊，不仅仅是改变行为而已。
Obeying God's commandment is not just changing our behavior.
我们首先要改变我们的观念。
But it's rather to change our mindset.
当我们和上帝的关系修正了。
So our relationship with God is corrected.
所以我们才有可能跟其他人建立一个良好的人际关系。
So we can build good interpersonal relationship with others.
如果没有与上帝关系的这个基础。
And without the foundation of a good relationship with God.
那么爱人如己啊，就是空谈。
So loving your neighbor as yourself is empty talk.
我们的爱心呢，很快就会破产。
And the love will soon be go bankrupt.
如果你来想一想，有些人来到上帝面前都想利用上帝给他做点事情的话。
Very often when there are certain type of people come to God, just want to use God to do his own good.
那么有事求他，无事不见哈。
And we only ask him when we need and not to bother him when we don't need him.
那么我们和其他人的关系啊，也不可能是一个健康的关系。
So that our relationship with other people cannot be healthy.
所以我们要有基督的爱心，就必须先有基督的生命。
So in order to have the love of Christ, we have to first have the life of Christ.
那么与人相处啊，我们是采取这种强盗模式呢，还是这种互不相干的模式呢
？So when we deal with people, do we choose the logic of thieves or we irrelevant?
那么还是说一个彼此交换的模式呢？还是说一种仁爱的模式？
Or exchange from one from each other, or learn just learn to love others.
其实这个答案是不言自明的。
So the answer is evident.
那么相信我们每个人啊，都会做出正确的选择。
So I believe each one of us will make the right decision.
那我们要选择这个仁爱的模式。
So we want to adopt the model of love.
遗憾的是啊，我们很多的时候是下意识的，不知不觉的，我们就采取了其他的方式。
But unfortunately, we subconsciously and unknowingly we take other types of the logic.
可能有人会说，陈牧师，我选择其他的模式，我大概也不会成为强盗吧。
But you would just say, hey, even though I choose other types of way to do things, that doesn't mean that I'm a logic of robbers.
Well, 这个强盗的模式可不只是强掠这个财物而已啊。
And so you talk about robber, not necessarily is a plunder, the money or the property.
我们可能有的时候是强取这个信用。
And there are times you've been taking credits.
强取别人的名誉
and taking other people's reputation,
抢夺别人的功劳
and taking other people's hard works,
或者是名分等等
and what other people's status,
或者是不是我们有利用别人获利的这种倾向
or sometimes whether to use others to make our own benefit,
或者是不是有想抬高自己打压别人的这个倾向
Or sometimes to elevate ourselves to actually put other people down.
其实这些东西我们在我们的这个生活中都会见到有人是这样做的。
Very often we'll see those kind of manifestation of people doing that.
其实这些都是强盗模式的体现。
This is the logic of robbers.
那中间有一个弟兄啊，他就做这样的一个忏悔哈。
And so one time this brother has made a repentance confession.
因为他以前呢，他是一个非常会跟人打交道的人。
And he knew how to, he, this person knew how to deal with people.
因为他到了一个地方，他一看到一群人之后，他马上就可以鉴定说，这个人是什么身份，那个人是什么身份。
And when he, you know, among a group of people, he's able to identify their status immediately.
那么哪个人是可以来帮助的，哪个人是可以利用的，哪个人是说他可能是怎么样，他分析得很清楚。
He can analyze immediately that who he can benefit from, who has the status or who has money.
那么其他的人哪些是他可以利用的，哪些他是可以什么样，他马上他就做得非常的成功啊。
And so he can become very successful, he know how to use people.
而且呢，他非常为此感到骄傲啊。
And actually, matter of fact, he's very proud that he can do that.
直到有一天，真是神让他看到说他自己是个什么样的人。
Until one day, God has shown him what kind of person he was.
他是真的来到神面前来忏悔。
And he truly confessed before the Lord.
其实这就是我们自然不自然的一种看人的方式。
And very unconsciously, we saw how we look at people.
其实选择仁爱的模式啊，这并不是很难的。
And to choose the beloveds, sometimes it may not be very difficult. May not be difficult.
但是真正要做到不是很容易。
But in order to achieve it, it's difficult.
因为我们必须要首先改变我们固有的观念。
First, we really need to change our mindset.
比如说，我们如何看待其他人。
And for example, how we do treat others.
我们看到其他人是不是看到其他人的优点，还是先看到其他人的缺点？
When we see other people, do we see people has some strength, or do we see their weakness?
我们是看到其他人是可利用的地方，还是说其他人有需要的地方？
And so, do we see perceive others? Do we see we can use those people, or we can help those people?
所以我们当求。这个上帝来怜悯我们看人呢是要透过耶稣的眼睛来看人。
So we need God to have a pity on us. When we look at a people, we need to have a mindset of Christ.
所以我们看到的是人们的需要，而不是可利用的价值。
We need to see what they have, what kind of need they have, not their usable value.
其实我们生命中所遇到的每一个人都是上帝给我们的机会。
Every person we meet, that is an opportunity that God gave to us.
让我们成为他人的帮助。
So we can become help to others.
但是很多的时候啊，我们这个人生定位啊，是偏离了。
But very often, one's life positioning actually deviates.
如果我们人生定位从这个方向偏离的时候，那我们看待其他人就会有严重的偏差。
So if we deviate from God's principle, then we treat others will be go wrong.
那这样的话，我们的人生道路也就会偏离。
And so our life will deviate from God's way.
那么在香港以前有一个弟兄，他以前是做警察的哈。
And in Hong Kong, there was a brother that he used to be a cop.
那后来他在香港退休来到美国之后，他就要做传道人哈。
And so after he came to the United States, he wanted to become a pastor.
不过他做了传道人之后呢，弟兄姐妹都有点受不了哈。
And after he became a pastor, a lot of people can't stand him.
因为他做警察已经成了职业习惯了哈。
Because it became a career pattern that because he was a police officer.
所以他跟每个人谈话都好像是在审犯人的差不多哈。
And very often when you talk to people, it's almost like talking to a criminal.
所以这很难，因为他职业的习惯，他看到怀疑的人，他都要审问的。
And so that was becoming a professional behavior. So every time he talked to people, that behavior come up.
所以上帝真是要我们重新来定位我们的人生啊。
So God really want us to have to have a life positioning correctly first.
所以要有基督的爱心，必须要先有基督的生命。
To have the love of Christ, you have to have the life. To have the love of Christ, you have to have a love of Christ.
那么好撒玛利亚人的这个故事呢，就围绕着一个受害者开始。
And so this is a good Samaritan story. This parable revolves around a victim.
那么耶稣讲了六类不同的人。
And showing six different types of people.
那么展现了四种不同类型的人际关系。
And showing four different types of interpersonal relationships.
那么第一种是强盗的模式。
The first one is a robber's logic.
第二种是一种互不相干的模式。
The second one is irrelevant.
第三种是彼此交换的模式。
The third one is exchanging good.
那么第四种是仁爱的模式。
The last one is a beloved's.
那么这些模式揭示了今生今世的人生百态。
So this, all those types reveal the vestiges of life.
这里耶稣呢，不仅是提倡仁爱慈善。
And here beside Jesus talk about advocate the love and charity.
乃是透过观念的转变，是让我们有一颗敬虔的心。
But also through the change of our mindset, we have a godly heart.
所以人际关系我们要走出这个自我的误区，我们要看重彼此的和睦，重于个人的利益。
So interpersonal relationship, we should step out of the misunderstanding and value harmony over personal interest.
不但如此啊，我们每个人的定位啊，要符合神的心意哈。
And beside that, when we have a life positioning, you have to follow what's God's principle.
我们将每天所遇到的人呢，不是看作可以利用的对象，或者是负担的麻烦的样子。
When we encounter people not as a profitable channel or as a usable object,
乃是我们帮助他人成长的一个机会。
But it will be opportunity to help others grow,
乃是要荣耀上帝的一个机会。
An opportunity to glorify God.
当我们人生定位有失误的时候，
And sometimes you won't make a mistake of the life positioning.
我们很难真的有爱心去关心别人，去关怀别人。
It will be very difficult to have a love to care for others.
那有一个日本的电影啊，它的名字叫《死亡笔记本》啊。
And there's a very famous Japanese movie called Death Note.
那么它也是一个这种动漫的故事哈。
It's an animation story.
那这里讲的是一个高中生哈。
It talks about this high school student.
那他本来很有一个单纯的心，有一个崇高的理想。
He has a very pure heart, has a very high goal.
那么他的爸爸就是一个警察。
And his dad was a police officer.
那么他将来的心愿也是要到司法机关这个系统去工作。
So his goal is to work in the law enforcement.
那么他将来呢，要为社会来主持公益。
And he want to be.For this society do something good.
那么一天一个偶然的机会呢，他遇到了一个死神哈。
And so one opportunity he met the Grim Reaper.
那这个死神就给他了一个笔记本。
And this Grim Reaper actually gave him a notebook.
那在这个笔记本上，他如果写下谁的名字，谁就会死亡的。
In this notebook, if you write down one person's name, that person will die.
原是他就用这个笔记本啊来实行这个公益的审判啊。
And so he uses a notebook to accomplish that to justify his action.
所以他第一开始是把那些犯罪的人呢，他的名字写上啊，他们就死掉。
So in the beginning, he put the criminals in his notebook, and those people all die.
但是他后来慢慢的就偏离他原始的初衷。
But gradually he deviated from his original good goal.
那么他后来是变成了一个杀人不眨眼的恶魔，谁都他都要杀掉的。
So later on he became a really evil. He any person that he didn't like, he wanted to kill the person.
甚至那些爱他的人，包括他的父亲，包括他周围的人。
Even the people who love him, like his dad, or people around him.
那甚至连死神他都要杀。
Even though he wants to kill the Grim Reaper.
所以这个故事就告诉我们。
And this story tells us.
当这个高中生他的人生定位发生了问题的时候，
When this was a high school student, he was a life positioning became a deviate.
所以他没有办法来实现他人生的理想。
He cannot achieve his original goal.
因为真是这个审判的权柄确实是不应该在他的手上。
The judgment is not up to him.
这个只有上帝有这样的权柄。
Only God has the authority.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的是要知道神所托付我们的是什么。
We have to know what this God has entrusted us.
彼此相爱，我们每个基督徒都知道。
We all know that to love each other.
但是要有基督的爱心，必须先有基督的生命。
In order to have a love of Christ, you have to have a life of Christ.
愿神祝福我们当中每一个人。
Wish God bless every one of us here.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for all your grace.
你借着你的独生子耶稣基督向我们启示你的真理。
Through your only Son that revealed the truth.
使我们晓得我们所不晓得的，使我们明白我们所不明白的。
So understanding that we did not understand before.
真是让我们学习怎么样彼此相爱。
And so we can learn how to love one another.
让我们每天的生活都充满主的恩典。
So our life is filled with your grace.
让我们每天的日子都是爱人的心与爱人的心与爱神的心一同的成长。
So we continue to grow to love people and love God.
愿主你亲自祝福你的教会。
And we just ask you to continue to bless your church.
来看顾我们当中的每一个家庭。
To take care of every family in our church.
让我们学习怎么样彼此相爱。
So we can learn how to love one another.
愿 一切的荣耀归给我们的主，我们的神。
All the glory to give to our God, our Lord.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.